Michael Kelly, Amy Mark scores with you the week before Christmas. It's, we're a week from Christmas Eve right now.
Can you believe that?
Getting into the holiday spirit, and I think there's no better way to really soak up all of the joy of Christmas and the holidays than with the City Garden Lights display. It's so beautiful downtown St. Louis. And joining us now is Heather Sweeney, the Executive Director of the Gateway Foundation. The lights are up for the holidays. Heather, thank you for joining us today.
Of course. Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
So City Garden, such a cool place anyway, and then it's taken to the next level, obviously, during the holidays. But maybe for people who haven't been to the City Garden, haven't seen the holiday lights, what can they expect? What's going on there?
Sure. Well, thousands of lights have been put up at City Garden. We have covered the 3 acres of the park with beautiful, dazzling, warm lights, and we have lit up 4 of our pieces. So our beloved Bernard Vinet's, the 2 arcs by 4 and our 230.5 degree arc by 5. And then a fan favorite, Aesop's Fables by Mark de Souvereau, is also lit up. And then Zenit by Mimmo Palladino. So you can come and you can visit the lights that are all throughout the trees and the ornaments and the stars, as well as these pieces. And then our spray plaza is active in the winter as well. We put globes on it for the nightly LED light show. So, you know, starting at about 5, when the lights switch on, you can come out and walk and really have a beautiful night.
That's awesome. So it says, is this the interactive light show?
Yes, yes. So if you have been down to City Garden during the summer, you might recall our Spray Plaza. Just, you know, it is a kiddo favorite during those hot summer days. And so the splash pad that you see the water kind of leaping and jumping in some kind of musical rhythm. We have the lights that are still on at winter, and we put some beautiful globes on top of them to capture that light for you.
Very, very cool. I also noticed we talked to the folks at Burger 809 before it opened, and now it's open, and that is right there in the City Garden. And so people, will Burger 809 be open if people want to make a night of it, go to dinner, eat there, see the City Garden?
Burger 809 has been experimenting with some extended hours into the evening. So I don't know with assurance what hours they're going to extend into the evening. But, you know, the more people that come down to City Garden and the more people that are down in the mall, the more patrons as a possibility for her to keep those hours longer.
Awesome. And it is, as you mentioned, it's family friendly, it's kid friendly, and free, which makes it extra friendly for families who maybe want to see some lights, but don't necessarily want to wait in the long lines or shell out $25 for a car. Maybe families are trying to be, you know, extra careful. This is a way to get that same excitement of lights and festivity, but it doesn't cost anything.
Oh, gosh, we do hope so. Yes. Yeah. No, it is free. City Garden is always free. And we are open from sunrise until 10 p.m. at night. And so you have a pretty good chunk of time in the evening to come out. And yes, it is free. And I would probably say the most beautiful free light show here in the city.
Absolutely. So it opened November 10th. It runs through February 17th.
Valentine's Day. I can see what I'm up to.
February 14th, Valentine's Day.
Hey, I'm going
Day.
To the spray pad.
Well, as a...
Right? Isn't that, I mean,
that's where the lights are.
Yep, the spray plaza has the globes. Yeah, that's the show. I would go there, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. And, you know, it's just west, too, of the skating plaza that's going on right now in Keener Plaza. So if families come down, they can make a whole afternoon of it. They can maybe even go over and ice skate and have a cup of hot cocoa.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Go to Winterfest, enjoy all the ice skating and the hot cocoa, and then, you know, sojourn over to City Garden and see all the beautiful lights.
There you go.
So the Gateway Foundation, you guys obviously doing the City Garden and all the beautiful lights there. What else does the Gateway Foundation do that people would say, oh, I've seen that, I know that?
Well, you know, something, speaking of lights and light shows that we do, the Gateway Foundation also lights the arch, and that has a nightly show, too. And
oh,
that's
nice.
Right in the mall. So you can make an even more of an extended evening. Right. So come down and see that light show.
And the lights that you all have put on there are spectacular. You know, we had the lights first started when the Pope came to town, and they'd put a couple of spotlights on there. And then over time, it's evolved. right now, it is absolutely perfect what you all have done. And you can see that arch lit. And by the way, this is the symbol of our region. I mean, it should be lit up all the time. I know we have to worry about birds and traffic and all that other stuff, but it should be lit up all the time. And what you guys have done is special there. But it's not only that. You've done some of the old courthouse buildings. Talk about what you do with the money that you all have and bringing such an aesthetic look to St. Louis.
Well, sure. You know, lighting is near and dear to our heart with, you know, the arch and then all of the beautiful lights at City Garden that we do, not just during the holiday season, but we have also lit up the civil courts building and we have lit up the city hall, the new lights that went in the exterior of that. And, you know, the focus is we have such in St. Louis spectacular architecture. And, you know, if it's lit up at night, that brings a whole nother element and experience to St. Louisans. And it gives you kind of more of a an engagement and activation beyond daytime.
Yeah. So we've talked so much about the arts that the Gateway Foundation helps bring to St. Louis and to highlight. I mean, you mentioned all of those art installations right there in City Garden. And I know that the Gateway Foundation is partnering with a scholarship program, is that what it is, a scholarship program to help maybe undergraduate students who want to get into the arts?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, one of the other things that we do outside of all of the spectacular lighting is Gateway Foundation has funded the Gio Abata Fellowship over the last few years. And with this 2025 cohort, we have brought it into the foundation. And so it is a fellowship in honor of Gio Abata, the architect, speaking of architecture, from St. Louis. And so we are opening up our cohort applications in this holiday season. So some time for students to be on break and put in an application to this fellowship and some time for some arts agencies to get involved in hosting a fellow.
So what could potentially a student, if they get this fellowship, what would that look like for them?
Yeah, so the fellowship takes place over 10 weeks during the summer, so we fit it neatly into your academic cycle. And the fellow would do some meaningful, substantive work at an art agency that is one of our host organizations that is here in St. Louis. And in those 10 weeks, they would have an $8,000 stipend that is paid to them for essentially they'd be working about 40 hours a week. And so, you know, they would anticipate having work, but also we offer some mentorship that's built into that and some cultural event experiences, as well as some professional development sessions that take place during that time frame.
Is it any type of art that the student may be interested in, or does it focus on primarily architecture? Like someone who's interested in painting, could they be part of this as well?
Well, actually, the goal of the fellowship is to expose students to arts management as a career.
Okay.
So we are looking for any student who has any kind of inkling that this might be a pathway for them. You could be a STEM major. You could be a art major. You could be a music major. You could be a history major. Any kind of educational program that you're a part of, there's no prerequisite. You know, art can be a hobby or just kind of something that maybe you thought about when you were five.
So there's a ton of parents out there who are hearing what we're talking about right now and want to know where they can go and take their young one to apply for this. What do they do?
Sure. So the application, I thought you were going a different route with that. So the application for the fellowship is accessible on our website. So if they went to gateway-foundation.org, we have a Gio Abata webpage, and
That's
where our application is for students to apply. They would need to kind of submit a personal statement that tells us why. Are you interested? Some transcripts and then some letters of recommendation.
Excellent. So we've got the city lights for the holiday season. Anything else people should put on their radar right now that you want them to be aware of?
Well, one call I would say, since we talk so much about the students who would be applicants for the fellowship, I would also just like to make a call out to all of those arts agencies here in our ecosystem in St. Louis and say, please apply to be a host organization. We're seeking organizations that are 501c3s, have an arts emphasis, and about a $200,000 budget, as well as one full-time staff member who could be a dedicated supervisor to this fellow. So I would call out to encourage them to speak with our staff and hopefully submit an application.
Excellent. Heather Sweeney, Executive Director of the Gateway Foundation. Take your family, go see the City Garden lights. Thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Heather Sweeney, again, director of the Gateway Foundation. He's Michael Kelly. I'm Amy Markscores. It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.
Shows signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low.
Season's greetings. This is Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel, home of the industry's happiest financial advisors. For the second year in a row, J.D. Power ranks Stifel the number one wealth management firm for employee advisor satisfaction. So, from our Stifel family to yours, we wish you a happy holiday season and much success in the year to come.